Well, this meeting of the Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation Committee to order. Purposes of meeting jointly with the Budget Appropriations Committee on four items this morning.
Snow season. That's cute.
All three of them should be included.
It's called 10, 11, snow season.
Always increases.
Well, what happens is that we always put in a CPI number for the municipalities, and it's really the not to exceed 3.5% increase in CPI. So typically in the last 2 years, Social Security's gone zero, so then we put zero. But when in fact Social Security goes up, we give them the same CPI, but not to exceed 3.5, just for budget purposes. And that's primarily to accommodate the labor costs and the initial salt costs.
Gordon Boulder.
Hey.
Typically, the IMA is for 5 years with the local municipalities. As you noticed from the last IMA that we asked the board to approve, we've since reduced it from 33 to 31 communities.
Okay.
Those communities have taken on some additional county roads as part of other arrangements.
Yeah.
And are no longer eligible for reimbursement for snow nights because they're no longer county roads.
Yeah, I can see it.
The with and without incentive is divided by the asterisk on the left
kind
of the column.
Low, but I can see it.
For those communities that do, in fact, have salt domes, there is additional reimbursement because of the environmental benefit of having salt sheds. The majority of the smaller communities do, in fact, have salt sheds. And as they, in fact, build salt sheds and notify us, we will make a change in the actual reimbursement to that municipality.
Are there salt sheds in Bronxville, East Chester, and or Yonkers?
Yonkers does not have salt sheds. County roads.
This ought to be taken.
Bronxville, we have no county roads in Bronxville.
East Chester does.
Yes, it has a salt. Where's the salt? The yard. What they keep in the yard? Yeah. That's it. The yard. Like a hotel. Okay, but it's got to have a dome or something. It's a salt.
Because you don't consider it.
Really? Up the Murray Street area? Go up
yeah.
the Cone Road?
Yeah.
Okay, because on Nepperton Avenue, you have no salt domes there in the main yard.
So if we could demonstrate there is a dome?
Only have to do something, let us say, we have a dome.
And so there'll be some kind of reimbursement?
We increase the reimbursement. They get a little more.
I think we should send a joint letter?
Yeah, send it to me and we'll make the change.
Okay.
Not a problem.
Bernice?
Yep.
Jose? You want to do it as the budget chair or you want me to do it? It's up to you.
Send me a draft, Gordon, and
Larry, would you do a letter on behalf of all four of us saying that, this came out and we have a dome and subject to some kind of reimbursement from the county? Should look into it?
Sure.
Run it by me and then run it by Jose?
Fine.
We typically reimburse after the conclusion of the winter season. We could always make intermediate payments. It's in the operating budget. It really makes no difference to us. So if some municipalities are strapped for cash, we can make a payment as soon as the budget's adopted, the 11 budget, and pay it over 3 months or pay it over 4 months. Typically, we pay it in May. And normally, we just pay it in May. Now, the biggest problem with the snow and ice agreement is we send out individual contracts to each municipality. They're very, very not diligent in getting it back to us. If we don't have a signed contract, they don't exist in finance. So we normally have to chase them in May or June to make sure that they return the contract.
So you do have a format. Can you forward a format of what the contract looks like to Larry so that we have something?
Sure. Once you guys approve it, we'll send you contracts and I'll send copies of, it's a standard contract that we send to all 31 municipalities.
Any major limitations as to why a municipality wouldn't want to
maybe they get lost in the paperwork?
That's
have you sent them out yet?
No, we can't.
Because they're waiting for the contract.
Yes, I know. We're waiting for the board. As soon as the board will go AMC, then we'll send them right out. Not a problem. It's pretty standard cookie cutter.
Just let me mention, I want to ask her if she has any questions, but we have our legislator, Alfreda Williams, on the phone this morning and in a position to listen and ask some questions. Alfreda, I assume that you can hear the discussion on the item that's in front of us now. I wanted to make sure you had an opportunity to ask any questions if you had any at this point.
No questions at this point, but thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, that was tea.
Tea.
So any more comments or questions or concerns on this item? Otherwise, the motion is in order.
So moved.
For
budget only.
And second by Ms. Marcotte.
I have a motion for Public Works.
So moved.
Second.
And a second. Any further discussion on this proposed IMA?
Both committees, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Okay, motion and a second. Vote for both committees. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
That's a grass city.
Sean?
Item is reported to the floor.
All right, so.
Oh, Rise City?
Rise in
there. So, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, I see it up top. So.
We had you down for comments on vehicles, you said. So, who's going to report?
I think George is going to do vehicles.
All right.
Yes, he's not here yet.
So. Okay, fine. Thank you.
Sewer district?
Yes.
Mount Pleasant, all Mount Pleasant.
Yeah. Do you want to take the lead?
They're active.
Well, the two committees have before them two resolutions and an act. Items 3462, the modification, the removal of property from Mount Pleasant. Sawmill River Valley Sanitary Sewer District specifically. 3463 is an act modifying that same sewer district, removal of non-properties. And 3482, a resolution setting a public hearing on the proposed modification, again, to the Sawmill Valley Sanitary Sewer District. And again, these nine properties all laid out, listed in the item in your packet. So maybe we could take all of these for discussion at one time.
Yes.
And, you'd be so kind to just identify yourself.
Marion Pomp, Associate Engineer, Environmental Facilities. These are nine single-family residential parcels in various locations in town of Mount Pleasant. They're all on septic. They're not connected to any local or county sewers. They're all large enough properties to support septics long-term, so they should be removed from the district. We have no objection to them coming out of the district.
Is there any discussion on these on this proposal? Mr. Regas,
one question. Just think when we say large enough, I mean, we've had some discussions over the years. Is the criteria now, are you still looking at acre, and half an acre, is
40,000 square feet in area. So the minimum lot size.
Your minimum lot is 40,000.
What is 40,000?
It's
larger,
just shy of an acre. It's like 9/10 of an acre.
Any other comments or concerns for both committees? Otherwise, a motion for budget appropriation is in order.
So moved.
Second.
Public Works.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Finally, any other discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And then these items, the two resolutions and the act, are reported to the full board.
Mr. Chairman, that concludes the
at this point, accept the motion to adjourn Public Works.
Motion.
So moved.
So moved. And a second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
1:30?
Public Works meeting is adjourned. This portion of the day's calendar. Our next meeting will be at 1:30, joined with legislation.
And then 4 again?
And then 4.
All right, moving right along. The next item on the priority list is the HIV AIDS care, in community service, all